I started out as a BR, the bedroom steward, looking after all the officers' mess and all officers' bedrooms and things like that, and the mess and handing out the soaps and the toothpaste and all that sort of stuff from the place. So I had a lot of freedom.
Which, if I could just interrupt you, which is not that much different as you relate it to modern day, as in the hospitality industry.
That's right. That's right.
And we seem to not be able to get people to work in hospitality industry. Yet, gentle guys in your age group, in your era, Ivan, that's basically where we started it.
That was a great job. And let me tell you, some of those officers, I had a captain, and every morning you had to shine all the fixtures on the basins and things that you had to shine them. You had to shine the mirrors. You had to shine everything. You had to keep the floor clean. I mean, he would come and inspect.
That's a discipline in going to sea.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Ivan, you want to begin here and give us a little bit. I believe you first started out in Muskogee.
Yeah, I first started in Muskogee in 1952. I was working at the airport when they were building that, but I decided to go to Muskogee and I picked some good men to go with, Uncle Oskin, Uncle Martin, and Mr. Aaron Purry. And I went out there, and we, from the King Keys, we took Mr. Aaron's square stern boat and went to Corn Island. And that's where I really started out. And I came home then, and I got a job with National Bulk Carriers. And we went to Jacksonville and joined a T2 tanker by the name of the Kaposia and went around South America. And I was Galliman, Steve Friend, Mr. Henry Bush was second cook, and Mike Norman was chief cook.
Quite a crew, quite a crew there.
Yeah, so I started with them and a lot of other ones down there. Mr. Will Purry was bosun. Orrin McLaughlin was on there, my brother Leek was on there, and Harold Parchment and Carly E. Banks. All came on crew. We joined her in Jacksonville. And I got sick on her, had left my appendix in Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. Came home and wasn't home too long to send me to Japan to bring her the Commonwealth. Before I left the Kaposia, I got promoted to second cook. So the next trip then, I brought a Commonwealth as BR. And I stayed with it from the galley then. And I went on deck and I sailed on deck all the time.
But no, you say you were second cook and then you took a job with BR. That was the kind of demotion.
Yes, sir. But first thing came up, we went. And but I took anything not to get back in the galley too, because that first trip had me shook up with that.
Well, I believe we've got Mr. Rupert E. Banks on the line now, and Rupert goes way back. I think he's before you out around the Keys there. Rupert, are you there?
You hear me?
Yeah, certainly can. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Yeah. How are you?
Really good. I guess you've been listening. You know, we got Steve, Mr.
Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, I heard Steve and Ivan.
Yeah. And we're just kind of going over, you know, a little bit of the history of you guys going out to sea. And I know, when did you start out going to sea?
November 1948.
No, I mean, I guess he was 2-3 years ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Muskogee.
Yeah, and your first trip, I believe, was out to Muskogee.
Yeah. So I got out with Captain Will Powery and a boat that was owned by Captain Mike Sherry. I stayed out for 6 months. We went, I guess I went over that is to Diamond Spot.
Yeah.
Where we lived in a bar in a hut from November till next year, April, we came home.
So that was about, 5 months, 5-6 months?
Yeah, six months.
Living in a hut with no floor, sand floor?
Yeah, we did have all we had was a wattle floor.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we had our old plan trash bed.
You lodge in?
So it was kind of rough, but we made it.